What's good, world? It's your boy Mastermind Mind, and this is another weekday drop. This is the May 2022 weekday drop. Listen, man, it's a lot popping off in gaming and technology, man. And before we jump right into the show, I got a good one for y'all today. But before we jump right into it, be sure to follow your boy Master23 Mind and the gaming podcast. If you're here on YouTube, you see it right in the background. Real Gamer on all platforms. We there, we here, we everywhere. Let's jump right into it, man. We got a quick show for y'all today, but we got a couple stuff I'm going to kind of dive deep into and really elaborate on. So if you want to take your notepad and your crystal ball and, you know, hey, do it. This is the time to do it. We're going to jump right into it, man. So the first topic I got right here, my magical board over there, I want to dive into. AMD developing a next generation chip for maybe next generation consoles or PlayStation. So check this out. Usually around this time, with each console, you get a 6-year lifespan. So we're coming up on the second year for like PS5. So 2023, this should be right around the time, like 3 year after the 3 year, they drop like a pro or intermission, because that 6 year has been cut down to 3, remember? So next year would be the 3 year for PS5, and I think it's too soon. But the thing is, the mere fact that it's AMD, that's the thing that like got me when I was reading it, and I was like, yo, if AMD is able to make, let's just say if they do come out with a PS5 Pro or like another version of Xbox X or whatever, because Xbox already said they're working on another console too, years to come, but it may be like a Pro or something. If AMD is working on, even if they do the upgrade, if AMD is working on that and the next console, man, AMD got the game sold up. It's crazy. But I think it's too soon. My predictions, honestly, it all depends on how. So the two pivotal things is Web3, blockchain, and of course, we're still dealing with a chip shortage. So you got Web3, blockchain, and dealing with the chip shortage. And also, we still haven't even pushed the limits to the chips that's in the consoles now. So I think it's a little too soon, but I do think by the maybe beginning 2024, we may, you know what I'm saying, see, we may see a PS5 Pro or something, or some of that sort. But it's kind of hard to kind of like really kind of predict and kind of foresee where it's going, because the next big thing is blockchain technology. Now, it's been a thing, but that's going to lead into my next topic also about Square Enix, but I'm going to come back to them. But it's going to be up to the blockchain, man. And if Xbox, Microsoft, Sony, we already know they're working on something. Microsoft may be working on something. But the thing is, even Nintendo, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk about them later on too. But the thing is, with the three juggernauts, Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo, they have to do something exciting in gaming on the blockchain. We know we're getting a lot of mobile games, a lot of indie games for, you know, pay to play or whatnot. But the thing is, if the three juggernauts can really capitalize off that market, yo, now we in for a great show. Because the moment we're able to, let's say, play this game, purchase some things in this game, and then jump to another game, you know, and use that same material, or just utilizing NFTs and blockchain technology within these different games in the ecosystem of the three juggernauts, yo, game changer. So that, with that being said, Nintendo next console, they need to capitalize on the opportunity. If Xbox and PlayStation come out with a Pro or whatever, it has to capitalize on the opportunity. You can put the best chips in all of these consoles, hardware-wise, can really do some stuff, but if you're not utilizing the technologies at hand and on top of the software, there's no point to that. Two, like I said, they haven't even scratched the surface of the power of the PS5 yet. You know, when you buy your PS5 and it says 8K on the box, we haven't even got to that yet. So I think it's too soon, but that's going to lead right into my next topic, talking about blockchain technology or whatnot. So Square Enix, as came out, they wrote something or whatnot. I think it was like during their earnings report or whatnot, but they said they're definitely, they will be investing in blockchain technology with the next Final Fantasy game, or, you know, it's just Square Enix games, but I really think it's going to be Final Fantasy games. Perfect. Think about it. Especially if you think about the structure and the layout of a game like Kingdom Hearts or Final Fantasy, with all of the different type of gear that you like, swords. Imagine if, you know, boom, here's a play right here. Imagine if we're able to like really customize the gear our characters in a Final Fantasy game, you know, get to use or whatnot. Perfect opportunity for wearables or for different things moving on a blockchain. They can really implement in this game and really take the game to the next level. Sims is another game that need to, you know, kind of capitalize on the opportunity also. We spoke about Sims on the last episode. Be sure to check out the last episode of the podcast. But we know for a fact Square Enix is definitely invested in the blockchain technology. So that's a great thing. And I see so many opportunities where a lot of these games, especially game developers that has the funding behind them, you know, just hop on different one of these chains like Solana or whatnot, you know what I'm saying, and really make it happen. But, you know, it's an interesting thing to kind of see, because it's a crypto industry, and right now we're in the middle of a crypto crash, you know what I'm saying? So it's a crypto particular industry, and with gaming being forefront of a lot of this stuff and play to earn, yo, this is finna change everything. You hear me? Everything. Web3 is gonna change everything, man. And the foresight that I see with this whole Web3 and blockchain technology, it's like beyond what I can really explain to you all right now. And to see gaming on the aspect to where it's gonna be beyond, to where like, yo, they gonna go hand in hand together, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like games like since Square Enix came out and said that, that's gonna be perfect, yo. That's gonna be perfect. Moving on, I'm gonna speak about Nintendo for a quick second, because I'm still want to touch on to a little bit about the blockchain. Saudi Arabia has bought up a huge stock of Nintendo. These guys got money. Maybe they can, you know, hit Nintendo up on the line, or Nintendo can call these guys up. Yo, y'all got money. We need funding for our next Nintendo console. You think these guys want funded? I'm a Saudi Arabia. Let's say if I'm a Saudi Arabia, Arabia prince, and let's say I'm sitting on $100 billion. Nintendo presidents and these guys hit me up and say, yo, we see that you own a large part of our shares or whatnot, and you know, we know you have the capital for it. We would like for you to invest in our new Nintendo console. This is what it's gonna do. Bada beam, bada boom, you know, the technology in it. We're gonna focus on blockchain, this, that. You mean tell me I wouldn't do it? Yeah, of course, man. So when I seen that, my mind went to the business action, like, yo, this is a perfect play for Nintendo for some funding for a new Nintendo console. Now, for a new Nintendo console to really do numbers, it's gonna have to have some innovational technology. What's more innovative than creating a first console to really fully operate on the blockchain network? But here's the drawback. Nintendo they don't even have a good network structure down, a good foundational network structure down in place, like Microsoft and Sony with their Xbox and PlayStation. They have perfect foundation for its network. I wouldn't say perfect, but they have a good foundation of a network situation. Nintendo don't. But hey, just move over to go to another chain, you know what I'm saying? Solana, Avalanche, go to one of these chains. But the question is, can the scalability of these chains really handle the three juggernauts. So that's why I say it is kind of hard to predict, you know, the whole blockchain technology and the gaming, because if these chains are not yet scalable enough to really handle a large scale between these three juggernauts, they're like the ecosystem that these three will bring to the table. Can these chains handle that? You know what I'm saying? That's another question and a whole nother story of a podcast, but that's the big elephant in the room. But going back to my Nintendo story, yo, I really think by these Saudi Arabia investors or whatever, whoever bought up a large amount of these shares in Nintendo, can really either help out Nintendo for funding, or I don't even want to say the other end, because, you know, no, they're not going to buy them out or anything like that. But I really do think that when you see market moves like that, yo, they can come in and help out with funding. And times like this, not saying Nintendo kind of need it, but Nintendo need a Hail Mary right now. Honestly, let's be real. They need, because the Nintendo Lite whack, the fake Nintendo Pro that you all came out with, the OLED, you need another console, and we need better graphics. We know you're going to focus on accessories, and, you know, we know you got the catalog of games and everything, but you have to give us a new console that has new innovation technology, better graphics. We need and deserve more as gamers. And this is a pivotal moment to where Nintendo could either capitalize on these opportunities in the blockchain or mess it up and kind of end up getting bought out or dying like Sega and Nintendo and Microsoft just kind of eat over them like crows. That's my whole thing. But I got hope for Nintendo, man. You know, I'm a love game for lover. Got the Nintendo hat, got the Sony shirt, you dig? So I'm a game lover, and I got hope for Nintendo. But I don't know. Moving on to my next subject, man. June the 13th, listen, man, that is the PlayStation Plus new thing that's like spectacular. The whole PlayStation Spartacus code day. So look, we got game catalogs, classics, game trailers, and pretty much more. That's pretty much all I got on the board. But the cool thing about this is, so we're dealing with three different tiers. And yo, for the mere fact that we'll be able to, the backwards capability catalog is going to be available. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Hip Hop Gamer. Of course, he spoke about a lot of this stuff years before. You know what I'm saying? I spoke about a lot of this on the podcast, mentioning that. But, you know, for the mere fact that we'll be able to play PS2 games, PS3 games, PS1, even PSP games, digital, on the PS5, PS4, whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be really, really cool. And I'm excited to see how it's going to go. Like I told y'all before, I kind of already gave my thoughts on it. When it first dropped, I feel like it's going to be, you know, it's going to run into a couple situations, a little laggy and whatnot. Same thing how Xbox Game Pass did when it first came out. It wasn't perfect, you know, but I do think it's going to be successful. And I would say give it probably end of this year or beginning of next year. I probably, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, go ahead. You know, go ahead. I mean, it'll probably be really good June 13th, but I guarantee you, I just feel like if they don't roll it, like, I'm just thinking of an example in my head. If we go to the PlayStation Store and let's say we're trying to, millions of gamers on the PlayStation Store trying to download these old games, server crash, and you know, a lot of games now you can't play unless you're online. That's another issue I got a question about. You know, I'm hoping that don't be an issue. What about the trophies? Are we going to be able to, you know, unlock trophies or whatnot, you know, playing these classic games? Will the trophy system or whatnot be set up for is moving your data over to the cloud? I mean, I'm pretty sure it's going to be cloud. It's only going to be able to save. You know, back in the day, we didn't have cloud. We had the memory cards. But you know what I'm saying? That was one of the one things. That was one of the one things I'm like really worried about. Like, yo, you know, but going back to my prediction, the thing is, if millions of players go to the store and try to download these classic games that can potentially shut down and crash the network. PlayStation Network has went out plenty of times just over some crazy things. And I can see that, you know, them shifting over to this new PlayStation Plus, and you know what I'm saying, people just flooding the market trying to download these old games that may cause a problem, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of something to kind of, you know, be worried too. So when you first get it June 13th, it dropped, you know what I'm saying? You like, ah, the service is not working. Oh, the service suck. You got to be patient. So don't just get it on June 13th. But for those that already are paid in, grandfathered in for the 1 year services or 3 month services after this or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I think we kind of automatically slide on in. But you know, I'm pretty excited about it, especially the game trials. You know, so if we get game trials for like newer games, a new God of War come out, you get to play a game trial, you know, play the first hour or 30 minutes to the new God of War. That'd be dope. I took my hat off to that one. The gaming catalog, we got a lot of games on PlayStation, you know what I'm saying? PlayStation got a lot of great games. And if they continue to drop great games, you know, monthly, like they always do for free or whatever, that'd be good. I heard that they're going to start, like, dropping some really, like, bangers starting next month or whatnot. So keep an eye open for that. Moving on to my next topic, man, multiverse game. Leo, this game, when I first seen the trailer, it's pretty dope. Because we got Snoop Dogg is real cool. He probably end up being in it for like a special character. I wouldn't be surprised. But we got Scooby-Doo, Batman, who else I seen? Buzz Bunny, Harley Quinn, mostly a lot of DC characters and Cartoon Network characters or whatnot. There's a bunch of cool characters, cartoon characters I seen. And, you know, it's pretty dope. It's pretty dope. It really puts me in the mind of Super Smash Brothers. And, you know, a long time ago, I was like, yo, I predict that they're going to make other games like Super Smash Brothers. Back in the day, remember, what's that game? It's a game on PlayStation. I think it's Royal Rumble or something like that. It was a classic Rumble game, like Battle Royale game for PlayStation. It was all the PlayStation characters. So I can see this multiverse really doing very well, especially if they roll it out like Super Smash Brothers, to where, you know, we get free characters or whatnot. And plus, it's free to play. That's another thing. When I seen it, I was like, oh, how much is this? Oh, free? Oh. I'll be downloading. So, you know, that's something to keep in mind, too. If they change it, grain of salt, don't take a word. But, you know, if they roll it out like Super Smash Brothers, and give us like different characters throughout the year, we got something greater in our hand. I hope they got the controllers and the battle structure, comeback systems and everything in place and right. I think we got a game on our hand. Moving on to the next one, man, Silent Hill. Not too much to really speak about this, but we kind of already knew this was coming back when a couple years ago with PT. Remember that game? Very creepy game. And Hideo Kojima working with these guys, Silent Hill team, to make come up with a game, a concept like PT. They even banned that game now. I still got it on my old PS4, but I can only play it offline. So, you know, Silent Hill, I kind of seen it coming. I'm not really too much of a big Silent Hill fan. I'm more of a Resident Evil fan, but I'll definitely give it a play, especially if it looks like PT and, you know what I'm saying, kind of move like the old Silent Hills. I mean, game trial. Activate. It'll be perfect for a game like that. But me not buying, maybe probably not. But definitely Resident Evil. I definitely invest in the next Resident Evil game. So speaking of the next Resident Evil game, I don't have this on my board, but I gotta speak about it because I speak about Silent Hill. And a lot of times when I speak about any other scary games, I'm like, yo, if I'm speaking scary games, I gotta talk about my favorite, which is Resident Evil. Listen, very passionate about Resident Evil. Love it all. So we may freaking get the Resident Evil 4 remake. There's been rumors all over the web. I'm telling y'all, y'all gonna see me broadcast that thing every day. And y'all know how I rock every time I play a broadcast. So when Resident Evil 4 remake, especially if they keep it the same, and just, yo, I'm just so excited because that game, I can only imagine how it will look on the PS5. The graphics is going to be amazing. So hopefully we get Resident Evil 4 remake and they add some more stuff onto it. Bring back the mercenary mode. We need that. So if they do that, we got something great on our hand. Thinking of another like remake classic that I'm really hoping for, Metal Gear Solid. It's rumors. It's rumors. We got a lot of rumors flooding the net. Resident Evil 4 remake. You know, Final Fantasy working on some. I'm gonna touch on Final Fantasy in a little bit at later on in the show. Metal Gear Solid remake. We got some rumors. We need to hear it. I like it. You know, another game I'm actually excited for, outside of like scary games for Xbox, is Perfect Dark. Yeah, don't sleep on that. Perfect Dark Project, you know, is kind of in haywire right now, but if they can pull that off right, Xbox got something on their hand, man. And they remember they acquired a lot of studios. I don't know if they have more than PlayStation, but Xbox got the potential to really make something happen. So I'm pretty excited for both. Moving on, talking about this Last of Us remake. I spoke about this before on previous episodes. Yeah, kind of how I already know how I feel about this, but I don't think we need a Last of Us remake. You know, I don't think we need it, man. I don't really see the purpose of them doing this. We did get the remake, like a Last of Us remake for PS4. I mean, the graphics look good. You know, they look okay. You know, not like, you know. But if we get another remake, I'm not sure, man. I'm not sure. I honestly think this is a waste of time. It's a waste of development. Like, what are they going to do? Like, improve the graphics to where, you know, the graphics, of course, they probably look better. But the last Last of Us, man, I was a little let down. That's one of those games to where, you know, you have to, it's a good game. I'm not going to lie. I finally beat it. You know what I'm saying? I loved it. Cool. I gave it a 9 out of 10, but that's one of them games you gotta just kind of, you know, push everything aside and really like focus and lock in. But the graphics is amazing. But I don't see a Last of Us remake really being what's the point, unless they, you know how Resident Evil have Ada Wong in you know, special episodes with Ada Wong, and you know, you get to play with her, unless they bring new demographics and new, like, just new things to the first Last of Us. Like, this is what happened when you was doing this normally in the game. You get to play this part, never before seen, or multiplayer, we're bringing it back with the remake. Like, they gotta do something other than just re-render and make the graphics look good. They gotta do something better than that, you know? So I'm not really sure if it's actually, you know, I just had to see it for myself when it comes out, but I don't think it's going to be about anything. Moving on to something else, man. Final Fantasy VII news coming out next month for it. So they are working on Final Fantasy VII Part 2, but the question is, you know, that was supposed to be an exclusive for PlayStation. And I don't think it's going to be an exclusive anymore coming up real soon, because I think it was only like an exclusive for a limited time for PlayStation. It may go to PC. Now, that's fine because PC is going to have better graphics, but I just really wanted PlayStation to lock that in and keep that as an exclusive. And because I just hope they acquire Square Enix. I'm just being honest. I hope they acquire Square Enix. And if they're able to acquire Square Enix, then, you know, the next Final Fantasies is going to be exclusive to PlayStation. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want Xbox to acquire Square Enix, man. And I feel like when they release Final Fantasy VII Part 2, you know what I'm saying, they're probably dropping exclusive for PlayStation and then drop Part 1 for Xbox and PC. Or they'll drop Part 2 for all consoles and then release 1 for all consoles, make it available for everyone. I just don't want it, but I feel like if they do that, this, as soon as they let, you know, let this game go to PC or Xbox, Xbox may really slick around and buy them, man. You know, because for one, Square Enix value has went down because they've already sold off some of their assets. Well, I can't really say their value went down, but if Xbox wanted to buy these guys for X amount of billions of dollars, they could do that. You know what I'm saying? They got the bread. You feel what I'm saying? And by Square Enix selling off some of their assets, they can really be afforded by someone like Microsoft now, you know, and by Sony. So I'm just hoping that, you know, it goes in Sony hands. But, you know, we may get Final Fantasy VII Part 2 preview or, you know, release date or release something next month. Make sure y'all keep your eyes open for Summer Game Fest, man. It's going to be a hot summer for gaming this summer. So no E3, but Summer Game Fest is around the corner. Stay tuned for that. But I'll definitely be back in here dropping some more gaming knowledge and podcasts, conversations about gaming, you know what I'm saying, before Summer Game Fest. But just stay tuned. Just stay tuned. There's a lot, but that's really all I got for y'all right now, man. But I'll be back in here, man, talking gaming. Catch me on Twitch, Master23Mind. And shout out to the Connect.club, man. Come tap in, connect with us. We over here building the community, man. We're doing some great things, man. So shout out to the Web3 family, man. We out here. Game on, people. Oh, and before we go, man, if we can get a remake of Final Fantasy X, baby. Let's go. I'm just happy, man. I'm just happy, man, because if we get these remakes of, like, those are like my top three favorite games. I want to be remade for this year. So if we're talking about any remake games, Metal Gear Solid, Resident Evil 4, Final Fantasy X, top three, go ahead, redrop them. But follow me everywhere, Master23Mind, Mastermind RGTV on YouTube, and Master23Mind on Twitch. We be in the league, man. We be kicking some butt. Hey, check with me. We be kicking some butt. And Real Gamer on all platforms. Y'all stay focused, man. And see Link in the background? He's climbing that mountain because he haven't gave up yet, you know? And you do the same. Keep climbing that mountain, man. Y'all stay focused. Love is love. Game on. Peace out, YouTube.